When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hi there. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am really happy to be with you today because my guest is a fellow podcaster and new friend. We met from Heather Stewart having me on her podcast called Back to Me. And I felt such a resonance with her. I asked her to come on my show. And today, Heather is going to talk to us about a really important topic having to do with prosperity, having to do with abundance, and the ways that she helps us to cultivate our own well-being and self-care, including things like what self-care isn't versus looking at it from only what self-care is. So I am going to bring Heather on in just a few moments. I want to let you know that in the past 2 weeks, I have started to do a guided meditation from the Women's Meditation Network.com. Go to womensmeditationnetwork.com and it's free. There are 11 podcasts. Each of them feature a specific guided meditation. And the one I'm doing and offering for you to listen to is the Women's Morning Meditation. And these are 5 to 10 minute meditations centering upon abundance and prosperity, perfect for today's show with Heather being a prosperity coach. And I love the time, up to 10 minutes maximum. It's a really easy time, whether you're a new meditator or a more experienced meditator. Katie is the host of the Women's Meditation Network. And I just encourage you to check them out. There's no cost and it can only help you in your life to take, I love to take the first minutes of the morning to say thank you, offer appreciation, gratitude, ask for guidance. And the link to Katie's Women's Meditation Network will be in the show note. And with that, let's transition, Heather, and bring you in. And I'm going to continue to introduce you. Welcome.
Hi there. Thanks.
How are you today?
I'm awesome. I've been really looking forward to chatting with you.
Me too.
Since the last time we talked.
I know. Same here. So you're a life and business coach. You also spent years in corporate America. You have been a yoga teacher, a personal trainer. So a lot of experience in personal wellness and fitness from all aspects, from various aspects. And I'm curious about where you want to start with us today.
Oh my gosh. There's so many ways we could go with this. I love that.
Yeah.
So I did spend a lot of time in corporate and I spent 15 years as a corporate finance executive. And it's funny, I was just in a conversation with someone a little bit earlier about how I realized that I was helping, as you know, it is a helping role, but I wasn't helping the people I wanted to help. I was helping people who already had money become wealthier, for lack of a better way to describe it. And I wanted to help people be healthier. And sometimes that is your relationship with money, but sometimes a lot of times it's your relationship with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So I went into the physical wellness space it was like a baby step into what I didn't realize how broad and expanded I was going to become in my offerings, because I said, okay, I'm done helping people with money. I'm going to help them get physically well. So that's when I did the yoga and the meditation, and I did massage therapy for 14 years. Mm-hmm. But that whole time I found that I was still helping people with other aspects of things. You know, I was helping my stressed out corporate friends figure out how to be healthier. And then I was helping my stressed out colleagues in the wellness space, yoga teachers, massage therapists, how to be less stressed because they didn't really understand the aspects of running a business and being an entrepreneur. So I kind of fell into that role of coaching and just seeing so many ways I could help people, really. So that's how it kind of started to grow.
And so here you can help.
Yeah.
And that because you've had experience in each of those professions, you were able to help support others where they needed that support and coaching.
And I have this uncanny knack of seeing people and seeing what it is they need. And then my immediate instinct is to jump in and help them figure it out. And sometimes I have to check that because there is that aspect of, you know, make sure you take care of yourself, which is what I teach my clients. So in the beginning, I will fully admit I did too much sometimes for people, put myself outside of how much I should be doing and overdid it. Because you will run into the people who will take more than they give, and that's draining. And then when you reach that, you say, oh, that was a good lesson. This is a lesson for me to take care of myself as well while I'm helping others.
Absolutely. And I think sometime, I know I've had clients sometime that it feels like, oh my gosh, it's just so easy for me to do this for you. And yet I hold back because it doesn't really serve them. It's so much more valuable to, in this example, have some more patience, really kind of get back, scale back to where they are. And what do they need to take the first step. And if anything, slowing myself down to get on their speed to help them take the steps, because then forever they have that skill. So I know it's so much more valuable, as much as we might want to jump in and help someone, depending on the circumstance, to slow ourselves down and help them take the steps and us maybe kind of shadow them. Yes, that's great. Do that. No. You might want to look at this. Is that what you found as well, Heather?
Yeah. And I've also... you know, because I also listen to your podcast, I'm a podcast junkie. So I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. And one that I was listening to that I listen to a lot, he's talking about, you know, people are on their own journey. Mm-hmm. So you will intersect with them at some times, but it's not your decision how their journey goes. Right. So I keep reminding myself, like, I can see a path ahead for them. But if they're not ready for that path, if that's not part of their, what's going to get them onto that path yet, maybe they'll find it later. Maybe they'll find it in the next lifetime. I don't know. But I try not to force them onto my path. I had, funny enough, when I was in massage school, my anatomy teacher said to me one day, because he could see the tendency that I had, I was tutoring everyone. He said, Heather, you are the lighthouse, not the lifeboat. So I went,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I was like, thank you so much. Cause I was trying to pile everybody into my boat and take them. I'm like,
wow. Saying,
don't do that. Don't do that. You'll burn yourself.
I love that.
Up. Yeah. Take it. It's yours.
Yes. So Heather, I'm so excited to know more about what is Prosperity Flow Coaching.
So it's funny why people say, why did you name it that? And I owned my own yoga studio for 10 years. And I did yoga and meditation and personal training and massage all through my yoga studio. And it was called Flow Yoga and Wellness. And then when I started coaching, my yoga studio closed because of condo redevelopment. But I just took it online, and I wanted to start coaching, but I really liked that idea of flow. And people, like, the flow state is thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like, get into your flow, find your flow. But when you actually are in it and you find that hitting point of being in it, you're like, whoa, now I get it. So I wanted to keep that idea of flow. And prosperity is not necessarily financial, right? It's just an abundance. Like there's so much prosperity. I'm like you, I have a morning practice. I do gratitude every morning and I stand and I look at my window and I'm just overcome by how amazing the world is and how magical it is. And I just say, thank you for this journey on this fabulous place that we live in and meditation. So abundance can be just recognizing, oh my gosh, look out the window. There's so much to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. So prosperity, a prosperity mindset is just seeing how much you have. It doesn't mean you can't strive, you can't be, you know, work for more or have ideas for more. I mean, I'm constantly doing things, but I do acknowledge how much prosperity there is in my life and I'm grateful for it. Really.
I love you combining the two words, prosperity and flow, like I'm going to echo, prosperity does encompass money and finances, and it's so much more. It's health, it's love, it's a beautiful day. It's just the abundance, like you were saying, of that our universe is filled with. And a quote that I love, I don't remember exactly the quote or who said it, but having to do with nature, and we see even wasteful abundance, that flowers bloom and then petals fall off, people step on them, they die, but it's a constant, this constant abundance, and not to be afraid of money being finite, that there's this never-ending flow coming to us and through us. And I'm wondering how you help people really connect with that truth.
Right. So it's interesting because what I recognized when I originally started, I was doing a lot of business coaching originally. And when helping people figure out their business, I started just getting pulled into that's just a symptom of what's going on with them. So I ended up expanding. And then I had a stroke in 2021, which gave me this fabulous new insight into life. I have to tell you, people say, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But it's true that that stroke just gives you, just opened my eyes. So now when I'm helping people, I help the people who feel like I'm not happy. I don't know why. And I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. It's just too much. There's too much happening. There's too much going on. And the process that I do is the first thing I do, and I actually teach it in a free webinar every month, is just let's do a quick evaluation. And we can't break ourselves into pieces, but sometimes it helps us to categorize things. So I use the acronym of BECOME, because I say, I use the Thriving Life. I created the Thriving Life method, and I created this acronym that you're going to become the person that you were meant to be and find whatever that soul's purpose is. So B is for body. How are you feeling physically? E is emotions. How are you feeling? Okay, emotionally, are you mostly happy or mostly not happy? C is your community and connection. Do you have a support group? Do you have people around you? O is occupation, profession. I have a retired client who calls it her beloved vocation, but is what you do in the world, in whatever form that takes, does it fill you up? Do you feel valued? Your M is for money. Financial. Yes, we have to take into account that financials really stress people out. And then E is your engagement or your passion, or how do you feel? Do you feel spiritually connected and engaged with the world? So when we evaluate, we just do a really quick, like 1 out of 10 instinctively, like would you give yourself a score? 10 is not something you ever want to necessarily strive to have, because no one's perfect, just something better than where we are. And usually it's the thing that's the lowest is the place that you should start. And that just helps them really say, okay, I don't have to do it all at once, right? They can get that exhale and relax. And we start with one step, right? So your first step is, this is where you're going to start. What's one thing we can do? So that takes that pressure off, and they can start to feel like it takes time. Everything takes some time. Growth takes time, but you start to feel like I can do this. I can do this. And then I support them along the way. And as each thing gets a little better, once a month you reevaluate, how are we doing now? What else can we do? How else can we improve? What else can we add on? If we're not ready to add something else on yet, that's okay. It's not a race to the end zone, right? Because at the end, it means you go off to your next destination, right? So that's kind of like I try to make it really manageable. So I've started to call myself a real life coach because I feel like sometimes people will get into programs and the programs will overwhelm them. Right. You know what I mean? It's like trying to jam it into their already overwhelming life. I'm like, no, you have your life. Let's figure out how to get your life.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Happening in a way that serves you.
I like that, Heather. Mm-hmm. I see below your name, real life coach. Real life coach. In the moment with things in the order that they're presenting versus trying to fit yourself into some kind of program.
Yeah, exactly.
This is different. So Heather, I want to share about Magic Mind and Juice Plus, but when we come back, will you talk about how what you just shared, that acronym, relates to the six keys to live your best life that you talk about?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, awesome. I'll bring you back in a moment. And okay, y'all, you know I love Magic Mind. If you've been listening, it's a little shot that I put in my protein shake. If you're watching on video, you can see it's a 2-ounce shot that's a vegan, only 5 calories. There's ashwagandha, lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, vitamin C, echinacea, L-theanine from the matcha in there, ceremonial grade matcha. All of these things help you to have more focused energy. Joe Rogan just recently tried Magic Mind and has been promoting it on his show, his podcast. And I love Magic Mind personally because it tastes good. It has these things in it that are so important, especially the various mushrooms that help with preventing certain kinds of illnesses and things that I researched independently from Magic Mind's website. And it just feels good to know I'm drinking something so good for me each day or every other day. I started by having Magic Mind every day the first month. Now I have a bottle every other day. And that can fit in well with what they offer you because through my show, knowing me, you can get 56% off a subscription. It's either 15 or 30 bottles a month, 56% off that monthly, or you can do a one-time order at 20% off to try them out. And my friends that have tried Magic Mind really love it. Simply go to magicmind.co/LisaT for my name. And the code is LisaT for either discount. That link will be in the show notes. And I just thank you, Magic Mind, for supporting all things therapy and my personal health and wellness. In alignment with Magic Mind, you may or may not know about Juice Plus. I am a monthly member of Juice Plus. It is 17 fruits and vegetables juiced and put into capsules. There's so much good about this because we cannot eat enough raw fruits and vegetables to get what we need nutritionally. And if you go to the show note, there's a link to try out Juice Plus. My dad, as a physician, has been promoting it for over 15 years. Somehow, I just got the memo, oh my gosh, you need to take this, Lisa. So I became a monthly member last month. I don't get any kind of kickbacks or anything from Juice Plus. I just want to let you know about them because they're awesome. And I feel so good taking both Magic Mind, Juice Plus, and the last product I'm going to let you know about, Nadovim. It's NAD supplementation showed to help with aging. NAD is a compound in every cell. And this is really about your brain health. You can learn more about NAD by Googling it. And Nadovim is one of the first companies to put NAD in a capsule versus the IV drip. I've had medical companies on this show talking about IV drip, NAD. This is a capsule. I'm a monthly member. They give you 10% off. As my listener, go to the show note for all of these offerings. I just can't tell you enough. Health, wellness, and taking good things for your body. And with that, let's bring Heather back in. Hello.
Hello. I have to tell you, because I started listening to your podcast after you were on my podcast. And yeah. Look.
You have Magic Mind. Oh, my gosh.
I ordered Magic Mind.
Thank you.
And I've been taking it. And it's fabulous. And the first
what do you like
I
about did, it?
Well, I feel like I can do so much. The first day I took it, because I start every week with the stuff I'm going to get done during the week, I did a whole week's work in one day. And I felt good.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, I don't know how I did that. But there it is. Yeah, I just feel really like myself is a good way to say it. Like how I felt when I was younger, when I had boundless energy. Because I'm in my 50s now. I was like, wow, I can have boundless energy. It's not aging. It's just I'm not getting something. And it's funny because I just drink it straight out of the bottle. I think it tastes delicious.
It does. It's lemony. Yeah. Very lemony and herbaceous.
A little sweet. Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah. Thank you, Heather, for sharing that. And I love that you know, for me, I somehow these products have come my way. And I'm so grateful because I take all three of them. And I love them. And I feel like, okay, I'm good. Like I'm set. I feel really good about, in addition to exercise, meditation, taking these things to really help with my brain and body health. I feel like really good as a result.
Right. Our body is the physical aspect that carries our soul around. So we want to take care of it. Oh, kitten.
Your smelly cat, like in your podcast, she came in the stream.
Yes.
I feel like what we just said ties in to prosperity flow and what you do, because to buy these supplements, it costs money. And that used to be something that felt beyond my reach. And as a result of me wanting to take these products every day, I was like, universe, you bring me the abundance to pay for all of these products that I want to take. And it took a little risk to like order the monthly memberships, but I have, and it's working. And I feel like our desire summons the money we need. And can you talk to us about that in addition to the six keys to live your best life in whatever order feels right for you?
Right. Well, we start with the six keys. So the six keys are those six aspects that I talked about, the becoming, like the become.
Yeah.
So each of those things is because they're all interrelated. All of those pieces, like you can look at them in isolation, like, oh, you can look at I don't have enough money. I feel terrible. I don't have enough money. So suddenly you're emotionally stressed out. And then because you're stressed out, you have a fight with your spouse. So that affects your relationships. So when I show people the six keys, it's those six aspects. And I show them how they're all interconnected, which is why it's okay to start with one. Because when you unlock the key to improve one, it ripples into the other ones. And the other ones just kind of cascade and start to improve. So, and the money thing is so interesting because I listen to a lot of podcasts about our subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. So if you believe that money is hard to come by, it's going to be hard to come by, right? If you believe it, you're always going to be saying, it's not there, it's not there, it's not there. And the universe will say, okay, she says it's not there. So it's not there. Mm-hmm. They're not judging. I mean, it's just the way, it's what you get, what you look for. So if you can trust, I mean, don't go crazy and go buy yourself a Corvette or something. Do people still do that? I don't know. Is Corvette still the cool car? But if you trust, like you said, you trusted and you took that, I want this for this reason, for something good.
I feel good.
And you want to feel good so you can help more people. Yeah. Trust and put it out there that you do have that abundance. Like you might not have your bank account where you want it, but if you can trust that. So the way I heard Abraham Hicks say it, you enjoy Abraham, by the way?
I love the Abraham. I know I spoke to you before I went to see them in person in Long Beach, California, amazing seminar.
But I loved, because I get Abraham Hicks quotes and in my email box, and it was along the lines of, The flow of abundance is always coming to you. It's always, always there. And if you feel like it's not there, it's because you're stopping it. like you've pinched it off. So figuring out what is going on in here somewhere or in here somewhere that some messaging has come to you that has closed it off. And maybe you don't have to relive that past, that experience, but finding some way to say, whatever it was, that's fine. But now I am this, and step into that powerful place that you are and that powerful being that you are, and allowing. I mean, I know a coach who calls it, she says, you blocked up your stream with big rocks. Just take the rocks out. So take the rocks out and let it flow to you. And it is a scary thing to do. Even like, it's all relative, whether it's, you know, $100 or a few $1,000s.
Right.
Different people will be in different places, and it can be scary as all get out. But take a big breath. I think the important thing is why that thing that you're afraid to spend money on. So you wanted that for your health. I recently took a scary leap and invested in a coaching program, because I know that it will help me expand my awareness and be able to help more people and expand my ability to really know who I am, so that I can really see more clearly where people are struggling. Because I feel like if you know yourself, you can help more people, you can see more clearly. So that was a big scary thing, but I trust that it's going to turn around and I will be provided with what I need. It always works out.
Yes.
It always happens. Even when you have a little sticky spot, you're like, you get scared. Take a breath. It's going to work out.
You know, Heather, I started in my phone, the notes in my cell phone, a list of manifestations that I'm grateful for and things that came little and small, even small things. Like there was one day I wanted a hot coffee and I didn't have time to stop and get one. And the person that was meeting me texted me and said, would you like me to bring you a coffee? I stopped in a coffee shop. So even something like that, it was so delightful. Like, thank you, universe. That goes down. Like, I attracted a coffee when I didn't have time to stop, to bigger things, like attracting the finances to pay off the IRS yesterday, a balance I'd been paying down for so many years, and receive the money to pay off the whole thing in a day, and just like delightful things. So, and I find it to really help my abundance grow, the good things showing up in my life grow, like the positive emotional experiences with people. It's every good thing that manifests, I'm documenting it, because there's so many. And it started to get more and more as a result of me just texting in my phone to remember that it's always working out.
Well, an interesting thing is, because some people, if you suggest to them you could manifest $1,000, they'd say, oh my gosh, I can't possibly do that. So if it seems too big, your brain won't believe it. So manifest a coffee, manifest $100, like manifest something that seems achievable to you, and then you can incrementally increase it. Like what I started with was one of the places that I go for live, I go see the ballet. And they have at intermission, you can have snacks and drinks, and they had stopped carrying this type of chocolate that I like. So one day I just went, universe, could you bring that chocolate back? And the next time I went, it was there.
Yes to that. Yes.
Yay.
It works. Yay. Yes.
Right.
Playing with the universe like that, Heather, like Brent, you know, my gym in Los Angeles, it got to be really unkept, unclean. And a couple years ago, when I left LA to come back to New Orleans, I was like, universe, will you get that gym clean? Will you like take care of this? It's disgusting. And when I came back 3 months later, they had renovated the whole location. No lie. And I was like, this really works. Like when you really put out, and to me, it's become more fun. Like, universe, will you pay for this? Universe, will you have that person call me? Like, will you, just to really engage in that flow? I think that's what flow really is this reciprocal dialogue, conversation. And
it's playful. It doesn't have to be all serious all the time. I mean, the universe wants to have some fun, right?
Yeah.
We're here for fun. That's my word of the year. I have it behind my computer. Fun.
It's right there. What are you noticing showing up for you as a result?
I'm having way more fun. I mean, I've met some people. I met a lady in South Africa who said, you're so fun, I want you on my podcast. I'm like, heck yes, I'll come on your podcast. And then you came along. And someone else sent messaged me the other day and said, we want you to speak on our summit. I'm like, heck yes, I'll speak on your summit. And I also find if you approach it with fun, so I'm running these webinars, and because I'm not going to say I don't care, because I'm not attached to the numbers of how many people show up or what happens to it. I'm there to have fun and to help people really see that life can be fun. And whoever comes, that's perfect. Whatever they get out of it is perfect. Whatever they don't get out of it, that's perfect. And I've committed to myself for the whole year. I'm going to run these and have a good time with them.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Heather, I want to ask you, as we're getting towards the end of our time, what are you most excited about? It can be personal or professional, any way you feel moved to answer that.
I have, as happens with my brain, I have multiple answers for you.
Yeah, we're here.
So I'm super excited about my new program, which is the Thriving Life Method program, because I just see so much potential to help people with it. And then my husband and I just booked a trip. We're going to Egypt in December.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So I'm going to see the pyramids. I'm going to go to Petra. Go see all those sites. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Okay, Egypt is one of the things I've asked the universe, get me there, please, in a delightful way. I'm so happy for you, Heather.
Well, if the universe wants to, I'm going with G Adventures on December the 1st, so maybe you and I could meet there.
Okay, I'm writing it down. G Adventures?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just writing it down, and let's see.
Perfect, perfect.
Thank you. And your Thriving Life program, your monthly meditations that you lead, seminars,
monthly master classes.
Do people find that on prosperityflowcoaching.com, your website?
Yeah, you can find it on the website. It's on Eventbrite is where you sign up for the master classes. They're all free. I mean, I only show it once a month. So whatever shows up the latest, it's always near the end of the month on a Wednesday evening. But it's always in my website, and you can always find me on Instagram as well, Heather Stewart Coaching.
Heather Stewart Coaching, yes. And
I'm on all those places.
Yes, Prosperity Flow Coaching on Facebook, YouTube at Heather Stewart.
Yeah.
I'm going to have all that, yes.
All that jazz.
Well, I just love your energy. You're so grounded and yet really like playful and energetic. It's like such a good combination. I see why people are drawn to you to work with you and be your friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm happy to be your friend.
Me too. Thank you. I'm glad we met.
Me too. Any parting words, Heather, before we conclude this episode, just to give you some more?
So people at different points in their life are always going to find that they're on the roller coaster and stuff happens and they might not like it. But I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and if you can just do a small little shift of saying thank you for this struggle, because on the other side, it's going to be something fabulous. I mean, you might not like it when you're there, but at least have a moment of gratitude for thanks for the crap that you just threw me in. Can you help me out? Maybe you'll come through it faster.
Yes.
Right?
Thanks for that.
Come out the other side and say, yeehaw, I learned something new.
Absolutely. Heather, thank you so much for your energy and your time today.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. And I'll see you in the future, possibly in Egypt.
I'll look for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That concludes today's episode with Heather Stewart, host of Back to Me podcast. Check her show out and work with her. Sign up for that monthly masterclass webinar at prosperityflowcoaching.com. All of my love to you, and I will be back with you next week.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness one conversation at a time.